The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar has told the Dáil that the government is examining ways to deter or mitigate planned increases in road tolls due on January 1st. He said such toll increases could add up to €100 a year to people's costs. What does that mean, Paul McAuliffe, to deter or mitigate?
Well, look, I suppose the whole thrust of the last 4 months has been that government has put resources in place to try and help reduce the burden that increasing costs, whether it's energy, whether it's food, other measures. This measure obviously is something that happened in parallel. The Minister, Ryan, has a very clear position on it. I think his own approach to cars and public transport and so on, he's been very clear that he doesn't want to see, I think the phrase he used was, see Rob Peter to pay Paul to defer this. I think the Tánaiste and the Taoiseach have a different view, and both of them have said that we need to find a way that when we're helping other people in other areas, I'm not saying we're going to cover all of the increased costs, but when we're helping people in other areas, it doesn't make sense to be in, where the government controls a fee or has an influence on a fee for that we would increase.
Do we control the fee though? This is what is not entirely clear here. I think we were being told last week that what can we do? Sure, this is, you know, this is out of our hands now. We handed over this responsibility to you know, we outsourced this power, basically.
I think it differs. I know Dublin City Council has control over the East Link.
It does. It differs. And, you know, this is kind of, we've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas approach is actually getting very tiresome. I mean, today, listening to the Tánaiste, you'd nearly swear he was in opposition. Piers Doherty raised it with him and he urged him to do everything within his power. Not all toll operators are the same, but like the operator of the M3 toll last year, I think it was last month, they reported their profits, €11 million in profit. It's very hard for people who are already up against it with the cost of fuel and the cost of living and the fact that it's rising and people who have no choice. I mean, it's all very well for Eamon Ryan to say he doesn't want to see people in their cars. Well, that's grand. Give me a bus and I get it 8 days a week. But if you can't get a bus and you can't get a train and you are not well served by public transport, you have no choice but to get into your car. Equally, if you're someone who works, if you're, you know, someone who works with a van for a living, you have no choice but to get into your car. So what Eamon Ryan is saying essentially is, you know, you pay the toll and tough, or if you can't afford it, you go off road, you go around the toll, and sure, you're going to have to pay for it anyway in terms of increased fuel costs, but also you're going to be causing congestion in small on smaller roads, which we can't have either. So I do think, you know, the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, both of them do a great line in commentating, but they actually really need to call the toll operators in. If Eamon Ryan is not willing to do it, well then I think the head of government or the deputy head of government should do that.
Is there an internal bit of an internal government row brewing on this and in relation to not being told? I think we can, I'd want to just play this clip of Leo Varadkar, because the issue was raised, I think it was Piers Doherty actually that raised it, about what knowledge there was in government about this and why nothing was done, obviously, until it became public there in the last week.
In terms of information, I wasn't informed, the Taoiseach wasn't informed, and the Cabinet wasn't informed. But I do accept the doctrine of collective responsibility, and if ministers were aware, well then therefore the government was collectively aware. The question now is what we can do about it.
Since September, that's when they were aware.
And that would have been not just Eamon Ryan, presumably, is the Department of Transport, but Hildegard Nocton presumably is the Minister of State with responsibility for
Road
Transport.
We have to remember, there are three different parties in government and we do have different policy positions on things. It's clear that the Tánaiste and the Taoiseach were not aware of this, but I take the Tánaiste's point that he has to accept collective responsibility. The issue has been raised now last week.
Sorry, Paul, I'm just trying to figure out what are you telling me here? Are you saying
what's very clear is that this is one of those issues where the three party leaders have different views, and we have to allow them to resolve that in order that we can continue to have a coherent government approach to it. And there will be one, and the three parties will come together.
This doesn't sound that coherent right now, to be honest.
No, but of course that's the messy democracy that we live in. Different political parties have different positions.
Both the senior minister and the junior minister, Hildegard Nocton, and the senior minister, obviously being Eamon Ryan, knew about this I'm presuming both of them are aware of the cost of living crisis that people are in at the moment and the cost of doing business crisis that people are living with at the moment. It strikes me as somewhat concerning that they didn't feel like this additional charge was worth informing the rest of government about.
But as the for example, we had an increase in taxi fares, for example, and I don't expect every government minister to be familiar with the internal process. We extended the 10-year rule for taxis. I don't expect every government minister to be.
Now that we are aware of it, as was acknowledged by the Taoiseach today, this is a significant increase in costs. They should have been aware.
I think that is a significant part of this is did they actually not think that this was important enough to share with the rest of our cabinet colleagues? Did they not understand that? And it would be hard to think that they wouldn't understand how impactful this would be in the middle of a cost of living crisis, how much this impacts on people who have no choice but to use tolls every day when they're commuting or in terms of their work. And, you know, so I think they need to actually explain that. Did they not think this was significant enough to share with the rest of their cabinet colleagues? Was it not significant enough to be acted on? It's no issue with Eamon Ryan having a different view on this to his other cabinet colleagues, but that'd be all the more reason then that you would think that he would raise this early, flag it, say, well, look, I think it's okay to increase the tolls. Maybe you guys don't or whatever. We need to discuss it. That's the kind of thing you'd expect to happen if this was working.
Over the last 3 months at some point since they've known about it. One would imagine that.
Yeah, extraordinary that it wasn't flagged. But I'm guessing while you're talking about a cost of living crisis, Eamon Ryan is trying to balance the cost of living crisis and the planet is on fire crisis. So I can see his dilemma there. And I also think that it's interesting just to observe in the round that all during COVID, where I think our government behaved very well in terms of compensating people who had to stay at home and all of that. We saw the billions that were spent, that as citizens, we are going to become very used to the government stepping in when we have problems. And I think that's not going to just be a problem for this government. It's going to be an interesting dilemma for the next government when, you know, and all this corporation tax that keeps getting found on the back of the sofa and all of that. It's just going to be interesting to watch that over the next couple of years.
Or when that corporation tax
runs out.
Runs out or dries up. OK, I leave that one there because